Welcome along to another Ian and Joe's Tip Tours, taking you to places of inspiration and giving you ideas to reflect on. So Joe, what am I doing here? What's this place?
Well, this, Ian, is a very strange, round-looking house, as you can see. And we're in Minster Lovell Village, just down from the village, close to the ruins of Minster Lovell Hall. And a lot of people look across the fields and they're very puzzled by this place. And in fact, what it is, it's a dovecote.
And it's huge.
It's huge, yeah. And inside the dovecote are hundreds and hundreds of little cubicles all around the walls where the doves could fly in and out and raise their families. And it was for the household of Minster Lovell Manor because they had hundreds of servants throughout the centuries. And, of course, being out in this part of the wilds, the issue is feeding the people. And the way they fed them was two ways. One is the manor halls situated beside the river with a plentiful supply of fish. And the other way is they built this dovecote for a plentiful supply of doves. And every day the servants would come down here, take two or three doves and cook them up for an evening meal.
And some eggs as well, I should think.
Eggs as well. And they thrived and they survived.
Wow. What a lovely bit of history. And what tip do you want to share with us about here?
Well, it's a very relevant one, really, which is the tip is plan it, then do it. There's a phrase that's widely used in the business world, which I'm sure you know about planning, saying, if you fail to plan, then you're planning to fail. In other words, good business practice is always about planning ahead. And you can see that in the context of the Minster Lovell Hall, when they decided to build this huge mansion, someone will have had to have thought, what do we have to do about feeding the people? And they planned ahead, they built the dovecote, they were beside the river, and it's the same in life. The more you plan ahead, the better your chances are going to be of thriving in every way, in business and in social life. So it begs a question, what exactly are you planning for in your life? Do you have a plan for financing your retirement? Do you know what things in life you want to achieve? Have you planned for how to achieve them? What are you going to be doing 10 years from now, 5 years from now? Do you have a plan for that? This place inspires me to think of, yeah, it's important to plan ahead.
Brilliant. That's excellent. So thanks very much for that, Joe. And if you've got some tips that you'd like to share with us or a place of special interest, then come along to our website and tell us at tiptours.co.uk.